This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Summer of fire. Millions are going to face it relentlessly. If this smoke that's not expected to end anytime soon, the Canadian wildfires causing our air quality to just plummet. And it's threatening a lot of Americans' health, frankly. If you have asthma or any other condition, boy, oh boy, you got to stay inside, even if you don't. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. But I hope you do get a chance to go outside and see some fireworks. My favorite time of the year when you get to see the fireworks go off. If you were going to the Lincoln Memorial, which is a really cool thing to see, you'd have to strain your eyes. And you walk along the reflecting pond, oh, just awful. And that's what it's like. The views are so destroyed. In Pittsburgh, the view from Mount Washington, it's non-existent. The view of the Statue of Liberty, non-existent from Manhattan. The lakefront in Chicago, non-existent. Alex Kay, our technical maestro for this show, told me off mic that, wow, Minneapolis, it's bad. It's bad. Downtown Indianapolis, it's bad. It's just this shroud of various levels of smoke. And wherever you are, it just depends on how thick it is and what time of day you're there and what time of the week you're there. You know, so you look at how bad the wildfire smoke has been and these crazy levels we're seeing. I looked at a map where the smoke pollution since May 1st broke out. And, of course, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, just if you looked at a map, red dots everywhere because the air monitoring is off the charts. But Denver, Phoenix, Tucson, you've gotten a little bit. Portland, Bismarck, Minneapolis, I mentioned, all and around different areas of the great state of Minnesota. Same thing in Michigan, same thing in Illinois. In Raleigh, they've seen some of that. Wow. In New Orleans, you've seen some of that. And look, wildfires can happen year-round, but most large fires burn between June and October. So what's unusual is the size of the fires and how far the smoke has traveled. For it to be as dense and as far away, it has to be an incredible fire, and Canada is just on fire, right? And then you have other wildfires that bubble up. And then you've got these heat waves. But the heat waves in May in Alberta dried out vegetation, and it created those conditions that make large wildfires more likely. That's what is driving this. And then you look at the impact, the smoke's impact on air quality. It depends on the amount of smoke that the fire produces, so the density, the size of the plumes, blah, blah, blah. We won't go down that scientific rabbit hole for you. But just to be sure, there's all these aspects of it. And then you get just simply the wind blowing smoke from fires in Canada's western and central provinces, southeast, and along the Rocky Mountains. So 2,000 miles away from the wildfires in Alberta, Denver residents had over a week of smoky skies and air pollution alerts. And that's where it came in. I have a friend in Boulder, sent pictures. Pfft, forget it. The smoke everywhere. And listen, here's the danger. The particles that are in the smoke can cause inflammation in the lungs. And of course, that exacerbates symptoms for people with respiratory conditions. that you can have asthma. You can have a child who has asthma, and that could be devastating. My brother he gets hit with bronchitis, and we're not feeling it, and he doesn't live far from me now. And we're not feeling it like they are in Chicago and Philly and D.C. or any of that stuff. But we know it's also spreading. And it's weird because you see the smoke and it causes it makes the air look hazy, right? And flat out looking at the air pollution that used to be invisible to the naked eye, I don't know. And do you think about, today's bad air quality day. That only used to happen in Houston and Los Angeles. But lo and behold, here it is again. Another bad day. Another poor air quality day. It'll be a great day when these wildfires are out. I mean, they're so crazy, crazy, crazy large that and there are plenty of American firefighters that are trying to help fight this. But 31,000 square miles have burned. So Canadians, just when they're constantly asked about this, how big is it? They just say record-breaking. It's just record-breaking. Because the answer is it's off the charts. So imagine what it's like in Canada, too, by the way, like in Toronto. Awful. And it's not going to end, like I said, anytime soon. I used to hang out in a place with friends because I went to school in Ohio called Medina. In Medina County, Ohio, the air quality index exceeded 310, one of the worst places in the world. You think the people in that sweet little town of Medina thought they would ever hit the headline, make the news with that kind of a headline? No is the answer to that. No, 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 no. So the sooner these fires get put out, the better. The better. And that's a big thing that obviously is being talked about, is this summer that everybody's facing as a result of that. All right, on the day, to be sure, one of the biggest things that happened was the Supreme Court striking down affirmative action in a Harvard-UNC admissions case. The justices held that admissions programs at those two universities, which relied in part on race, violated the Constitution. It's a historic ruling. Obviously, it's going to force dramatic change in how universities select students. What's so interesting is Justice Thomas and Justice Sotomayor, both growing up in really depressed economic families, both benefited from affirmative action because they experienced racism and poverty in their childhood. Sotomayor in public housing in the Bronx, Thomas in an impoverished black community in coastal Georgia. But they both had a different ruling and take on this case. Sotomayor said ignoring racial inequality won't make it disappear. Thomas, who has written that after graduating from Yale Law School, felt racial preference had robbed him of his achievement, of its true value. So they had different viewpoints of what happened in the first place, but lots of conversation on affirmative action and how it's going to be handled in universities across the country. Coming up next, a visit to the man cave.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah,
going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Ah, yes, we are. Cave. We haven't really gone to the man cave that much this week. There's so much that's going on, and so we have collected lots of conversations that we could have here in the man cave, and I appreciate a lot of you reaching out to me to tell me about different things that are going on, and what did I think of this, and what do I think of that. Some of it I've addressed off the air, so good for you. One of the biggies is this. Are you stunned that 4 players have violated the gambling clauses in their NFL contracts? So Isaiah Rodgers, Rashad Berry of the Colts, and free agent Demetrius Taylor suspended indefinitely through at least the 2023 season for betting on NFL games. Also, a Tennessee Titan offensive tackle was suspended for 6 games for betting on other sports at the workplace. So the 4 suspensions were officially handed down on Thursday. The Colts subsequently announced that both Rodgers and Berry have been waived as a consequence of their suspensions. And the general manager of the Colts, Chris Ballard, said the integrity of the game is of utmost importance. As an organization, we're going to continue to educate our players and coaches on the policies and all of that. So let me just show you the story and what happened here. They were in Florida, and meaning like Rodgers was in Florida, supposedly. And a friend encouraged him to place a lot of the bets. The majority were like $25 to $50. And sports betting was not available in Florida this past football season. The largest wager placed through the account he had was a $1,000 prop bet on the over-under on rushing yards by a Colts running back, which won. So that's not good. You know, your team, first of all. The NFL investigation into the violation didn't find evidence of any game manipulation. That's good, thank goodness. Rodgers acknowledged his situation on social media, saying he takes full responsibility for his actions. And, you know, this is the thing. I think that there was some confusion for some of them. It's like Petrie Freer, who was the other player who was nabbed in this whole gambling thing, Nicholas, the Titans offensive tackle, he said that he had no idea, basically. And so, well, what does that mean? He had no idea that he was betting. He wasn't trying to manipulate a game. And he said it wasn't NFL related, and it was legal under Tennessee law. He was only being sanctioned because it occurred at the Titans facility. But that's the thing. They can't make bets. They can't be on their phones making bets on baseball games or whatever it is from the clubhouse, from the, will really be the locker room, from the locker room, from practice, from any of that, a training camp, any of that. So that's what the problem is. I think the problem is that part of it is that it's not understanding it, right? And so for a guy like Barry, who was signed to the Colts active roster in January from the Jacksonville practice squad, this was going to be big for him. He was expected to be among the many Colts defensive linemen fighting for a roster spot, and he had a good chance at that. Because he had been in several, he had played in for a couple of different teams and saw action, and they were really looking at him as being almost a sure bet or having a good chance. So the rules are clear that you can't bet on the NFL, you can't gamble at your team facility, traveling for a road game, staying at a team hotel, any of that. You can't have someone even bet for you, so you can't call your buddy and say, why don't you place a bet? I want you to do a parlay card on the, you know, I play for the Colts, but just, hey, let's pick some other teams. The Jets, the Cowboys, you can't do it. And, of course, you can't share inside information. You can't go to a sports book. So you can't even be around that. Which, in a way, it's interesting, right? Because you have to be in a bubble of no gambling when the world outside you is about, give us some more of the gambling. We want some more of your money. You watch NFL games and they talk about all the fantasy stuff. That's huge. And of course, they give you the over-unders. I'm even watching tennis and they give you that. It is about gambling, and they're sponsored by all the different sites. But you can't do that as a player. And, you know, this was inevitable that this was going to happen. Definitely this was going to happen. But I hope it's a warning to anybody else outside of those that have been suspended that you don't want to be busy doing anything like that. You don't want to get talked into, oh, I'll just make a little bet for you, especially guys with, obviously with cash and with some of these bets. And I think there's probably going to be more confusion and more problems with this. All right, the all-around good guy, J.J. Watt, I love this. I happen to see a story about him. He retired after the 22 season, and he's joining CBS as an analyst. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good. He's so knowledgeable. He's well-spoken, and I think he's going to be great in that role. It was so smart of CBS to pick him up. I mean, what a player. You know, he played his last two seasons with the Cardinals after spending his first 10 with the Houston Texans. I mean, it's so hard you think about that. He was drafted number 11 overall when I think back to the beginning of his career. And I've had conversations with J.J. during his career, so I'm excited for him. I think this was such a smart move by CBS because I think he's going to add something. I think he's definitely going to add something to the coverage there. Would you believe it? The All-Star Game. Oh, so close, right? You think about where we are with the All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic. It's July 7th. We get through the fireworks, and here we are going to the All-Star Game, or at least watching it on TV. It's going to be in Seattle. It's the 93rd edition of an All-Star Game, right? So it kicks off on the 7th, and on the 11th is actually the game, is actually on July 11th. And I love the All-Star game from the perspective of everybody gets to vote. Everybody gets to vote. And some of my favorite players are no doubt, of course, on the rosters, like on the American League, Mike Trout from Los Angeles, Aaron Judge from the Yankees, Shohei Ohtani from Los Angeles as the DH, Corey Sager from Texas as the shortstop, Josh Jung from Texas at third base, and these are just the starters. And then the National League, looking at the National League, and you have Sean Murphy from Atlanta and Freddie Freeman from L.A., from the Dodgers. Mookie Betts from the Dodgers. J.D. Martinez from the Dodgers. It's like Dodger, 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 Dodger. And then it all comes out in the wash in a way, because then you have others that get to play in this. And it's, I love the Home Run Derby, and I covered a lot of these when I was in it day to day, and it was, I think it was a great way to give the fans access to the game, to the players, to the superstars. And it was smart. It was smart to do some of the things that they did. There's arguments about, well, how much does the game really matter? I think it's more about highlighting the best of the best. I do. And it's like just that break period, right? And there were some really close votes in this. So it was interesting to look at who had the most starters, you know, like the Rangers. It's a franchise record, 4 starters for the All-Star game. And just all the positions that they're going to be in. I mentioned a couple of them. So you had all the voting, and all the voting came in, and that's what it looked like. And some of the other highlights, when you look at the second phase of voting, the Dodgers designated hitter J.D. Martinez beat out the Phillies DH Bryce Harper, but it was a close vote, 53% to 47%, right? Wow. And Harper gets denied the honor of after a quick return from Tommy John surgery. So, and these guys love going to this. Mike Trout, 11th All-Star appearance. 11th All-Star appearance. He's one of the best players in baseball. He is. He is one of the best of the best. And that's why his salary reflects that. All right, we're closing the door of the Man Cave. A great author coming up next who's awesome. Her story, wait till you hear it. And then a little fun with UBIs to close things out.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The former school resource officer Scott Peterson has been found not guilty on all counts for his response to the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. An emotional Peterson spoke after the verdict.
I would hope I would never want any law enforcement officer in this country to go through what I went through.
Peterson was the only armed officer at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School at the time of the 2018 massacre that killed 17 people and wounded 17 others. Race can no longer be used as a factor in college admissions. It comes after the Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled that the university's admissions policies were unconstitutional. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener that's expected to be declared a possible cancer causer by the World Health Organization. Dave Collins, USA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Was so pumped up and so positive. And immediately I made a list of all the people who are going to get your book. Like, okay, I got to go here. I got to go there. I got to go there. And I think that's part of the idea. So it's about your journey and it's what other people can do when they're in a similar situation, or even if they're not in that situation, who knows if they fall into it. There's so many lessons that you teach us in the book. So what made you write the book?
Okay, so first of all, thank you for having me. You're right. I think we talked like best friends. So you know what? I didn't plan on writing a book. It kind of wrote itself. You know, I started out taking journal notes. So I'm a writer, and there was so much information being spit at me, you know, terms and, you know, follow-ups. And then in between that, I would just sprinkle in a thought or two, my own deep fears, maybe a quick prayer or two. But what really happened was over this course, so it's been 10 years since the diagnosis, I would let people in on maybe a little bit. It could be friends and they would be crying and saying they're going through something. I would say, hey, let me tell you what I'm dealing with. I know what you're talking about. And I would share a little bit and they go, oh my God, you must be like Superwoman. And I'm like, absolutely not. And so I would start like giving pieces here and there and people would be amazed. And I thought, you know what, there's a bigger story here that needs to be shared, because I'm not special. Trust me, I flip out at some of the smallest things, But in this particular way, the way the story unfolded, it kind of wrote itself. So it's really that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So tell us the story. You have kids, and you have a husband, and then you have the diagnosis. What was that like, and what did you find out?
You know, here's the strange thing. So my husband and I got married late into the relationship. So, you know, I'm a preacher's kid. And so we were shacking. I'm just going to tell the truth. but I was never comfortable with that for many reasons. And I kind of talked about it in the book, why I didn't want to get married. And I was kind of hesitant. So we got married 4 months into it. He starts to have these problems, and I know him very well. By that time, I had known him already 10 years. And so we had a almost 2-year-old at the time, and had a 14-year-old, and he had a 16-year-old. So we had kids. We were in flux, and I, you know, and to think back on it, even when we got married, he was like, don't put me on your insurance. I have my own. And I was just like, you know, it doesn't cost me anymore. It makes sense. It's easier, you know. And looking back, I'm so glad I did. So it was a crazy time. We were blending families. He was living across town, you know, prior. And so it was the exciting part, right? Because finally we've made the leap. grown adults, we've made the leap. My mom was happy, like, oh, thank God she's not going to hell, because she was shacking. So it was an exciting time, like, and I finally felt like, okay, I'm a grown up now. You know, I'm somebody's wife. Yeah.
So what was he like during this time? So all of a sudden, okay, boom, like you say, finally you do it, you make other people happy, and then you get this diagnosis. And anytime anyone's dealing with cancer or any diagnosis in any realm of it, of course, the panic sets in about, I can't do this, I'm going to die, it's awful. And what did you do to pick that whole situation up?
You know, and not to give away too much in the book, but I do talk about in the book prior my experience with my dad. So my dad passed away from cancer, a different type, but nonetheless a cancer. And it wasn't until my husband got diagnosed that I could kind of put together the pieces and it all made sense to me, because I watched my mom be a wife to my dad with a diagnosis. And I talk about that. But for me, it was instantaneously, okay, we have to accept this information, and I'm the person to write down all the specifics. We're going to be compliant, but this is not how it ends. And he, on the other hand, was just like, I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. If I don't finish these appointments, I know something's wrong, right? And the more appointments he was just like, they can't figure it out, the more anxious he became. And for me, I was just thinking, I hope they find out soon, because right away we didn't know. It took a point of discovery. So with every week and me being in healthcare, I knew, like, okay, this process of elimination, I wish it was faster. But at this point, I'm like, this is too much. What we thought was going to be a simple, like, you sprained your back, turned into you have multiple myeloma.
Wow. And so we don't want to give everything away, like you said, but you have kids. How do you deal with that? Because you've got the blended family. Kids would absolutely be nervous and worried. And what do you tell them? How do you deal with that? And that's a big piece of this.
It was huge. So, you know, my husband's very direct. He wanted to sit them down and tell them, you know, my eyebrows are going to go. And I'm thinking, don't do that. You know, we have to have this pre-conversation. I'm like, you don't know. Like, no, we need to tell them, you know, age appropriately, because some, we had various ages, teenagers, you know, not. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. What we're going to tell them, you know, is that you're going to be having a lot of doctor's appointments. You know, the doctors have found, you know, something wrong with your back, because at this point, I didn't want their life to be disrupted. Ours was already disrupted. And for me, I knew, even though I was older when my father was diagnosed, I knew that we needed something to just remain. We couldn't let the ground fall out from under them. And I needed them to focus on homework. I needed them to get scholarships. I needed them out the house. So I'm like, oh, no. We can't have, you know, all eyes on us. You know, it's already a big deal, right? And I didn't need the kids day in and day out. So we kind of gave it to them in bits and pieces until we were really certain and until our life changed, Because I'm telling them, we don't know. There was so little information. I said, we don't know. We don't want to just drop this on them the way it hit us. And I think it was that mama bear mode, like protecting them. Like, oh no, we're not doing this. We're not going to tell them all these dramatic things that may not even occur, which I'm glad we didn't, because it didn't happen that way.
Yeah, thank goodness. So let's have you hold a copy of the book up again.
Yes.
Proud Mama, this book, Keep Your Kleenex from Diagnosis to Deliverance. That's Natalia's book, right? And so it's an exciting time for you to do the book. Does it feel good to have the book, you know, there? You've done it. You've gone. Because people talk about books and you know you can help people, but then you just don't get to it. You're busy. You're a mom. You have a great job. I mean, look, you have a PhD, so you've gone deeper into your career. So there's lots of reasons that you could push it off or just not get to it. Does it feel good to have accomplished that?
It feels good. It is a little alarming because I'm from the keep everything that going in this house, my parents grew up, and I feel like I just broke the rules. So it was one of those things when I was like, oh my God, did I say too much? And I think that probably was the hardest for me. The writing itself, that came easy because most of my thoughts, I'm very, you know, in tune with me. But once I hit the button and I started reading back and forth, I'm like, is this too personal? Where are the boundaries? How much do I want to say? And of course, I had to relive some very tough moments. And it was very real for me, cathartic, but also real. So the hard part was like, oh my gosh, strangers are going to know my business. So that means I told the truth, but that vulnerability means I gave an honest story, right? I didn't change it in any way because that nervous energy every time I'm like, oh, people know our business. I was like, I'm sorry, Mom. I told my sisters, I don't know. But it feels good because, you know, the early feedback I'm getting is exactly what it was supposed to do, is doing what it's supposed to do.
And so along those same lines, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I really want them to understand it's not steps. You know, we have how-to books. This is not it. You have people trying to motivate you past, you know, difficult. It's not it. It's really what I did incrementally every day, from the smallest of tasks to, you know, how did I get 10 years past the diagnosis? And really, it's letting you know that it's not science or it's not magic. It is intentional. It is deliberate. It is controlling what I can control. And it's a little different because I'm not telling you take these steps, do this, read this, and then come back and then write a journal and then write this down and repeat this mantra. I'm really not. I'm giving you what I still do, even some of the things currently, because he still, you know, has this diagnosis. It's not going anywhere. So it is real life, applicable, real time, you know, advice and what I know works.
Do you think it's helped him? I mean, when, you know, by going through the process and you putting it in a book and knowing that his story, your story could really help other people?
I think it has. I think it's been cathartic for him as well. He's very internal, introvert, different from me. And you know, getting information from him, pulling from him, even, you know, I said, you know, read the draft, of course. You want me to take this out, you know, kind of. And, you know, he said it's good. He very few words, but I can tell internally he is like stepping outside of our situation and seeing it, right? In hindsight and kind of watching a movie like, you know, that did happen. And I think it's helpful for him. I think it's allowing him to be more conversational about it as well.
Keep your Kleenex from Diagnosis to Deliverance.
Yes, and there's photos in there, so you get to see my husband and the kids, and, you know, there's some good stuff in there. So yes. I'm really excited.
Yeah, and you'll be able to get it wherever good books are sold. Of course, we know that all this familiar places.
Anywhere. You can walk into your local bookstore. If it's not there, you can go to the register, and they'll be able to type it in and get it sent to you.
Natasha, what a wonderful smile. What a wonderful, inspirational story. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Of information or fun facts. I'm just so tired of people saying fun facts that I like the whole UBI thing. So it's just the same thing, just to let you know. And it's fun to have Jeremy Paulson join us for UBIs. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is fun. So
UBI cheer.
That's it. That's a good one. I like that. So I always let you roll them out first. What you got?
So I'm on this weird sumo kick. Yeah, I watched this TV show on Netflix called Sanctuary. It's about sumo. It's actually really good. Surprisingly, it's really good. So I just looked up a bunch of sumo stuff because I'm on a sumo kick right now.
Nice. Okay, so I'm very curious about it, so tell us.
So sumo started in 794, supposedly, but it got big in 1603. So in what, 420 years, how many Yokozuna do you think there are? Like, Yokozuna is like the top, like the best you can be.
I'm going to say 50.
72.
Wow.
Out of 400 some years, there's only 72 people.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Another one, sumos, or rikishi they're called, they must wear traditional clothes and have a top knot at all times.
A top knot?
Yeah, like their hair has to be done and they have to wear traditional clothes at all times. Like,
wow. Yeah,
unless they're training, but if they're walking around or anything, they have to wear traditional clothes.
And is there like a weight thing for sumos?
Yeah, there's different weight classes. And, another one is they can't drive cars. I guess
they can't drive cars.
Yeah, I guess back in a while ago, a sumo got in a horrific car accident because he was like too big and couldn't drive.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Yeah. So now they outlawed that they can drive cars. If you're a sumo, you cannot drive cars.
Wow.
Yeah.
No sumos driving cars. I love it.
Also, another big one is that you only can have one foreigner per stable. A stable is like a kind of like a team, you know, like it's an individual sport, but you're in a stable, which is like a team type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you only can have one foreigner in your stable. So if you're not Japanese, it's really hard to, you know,
to get in.
Be a sumo.
Wow.
And the last one, which is the most surprising in my mind, is that they don't allow women. No women can enter the ring.
Wow.
The U.S. sumo allows women, but the traditional, like in Japanese sumo, they do not allow women.
How about that? In some ways, I'm not surprised because of how old it is, the tradition of it. If you go back and you look at it, wow, that was fascinating. I had no idea when you talk about the best of the best, there was only 70-some. And then the whole idea of you can't drive and some of the other restrictions, pretty interesting.
The whole living together, I think, is the craziest.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in a stable, which means they live in the same house, they train together, they eat together, they sleep in the same room. Imagine, like, 12 people sleeping in one room.
No.
Like, it's almost like a boot camp. It's like a military...
A sumo camp.
Living. Yeah, it's like military living, but you're doing it to do a sport. And they restrict so much. Like, it's just crazy to me.
Like... And that's probably why. That's the tradition. So if you go back to the old culture, they're trying to preserve the old culture, even if it sounds ridiculous to modern times, and they don't care about that.
No, that's totally true. That's why they don't, like, some of them compete in the U.S. sumo, but they really don't because they want to stick to their traditions, and it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
wow,
it's a really good show, though. Watch it. Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's actually better than I thought. It's pretty good.
I will. That sounds interesting to me. All right. So those were great UBIs. And to go with the total opposite of the sumo deal, I'm talking about sharks. Shark Week is July 11th through the 18th on the Discovery Channel. And I do have this fascination about the sharks. And people know they always send me things about sharks. In 2022, there were 57 unprovoked shark attacks. Five were fatal. I think people, whenever this summer happens, is like, oh, here comes the sharks, and everybody panics and thinks that when you get in the water, there is going to be a shark, which is not true. And if you look at how many incidents there are, it is definitely small, but it's always a big deal when there's an attack. We just had the 22-year-old woman who was snorkeling at Turks and Caicos, and she was the victim of a shark attack, and that is incredibly scary. She was with a friend. It was like 3 in the afternoon, and they were attacked, and she had her leg bitten off. So pretty frightening. And they were even with an adventure water sports company when this happened. Luckily, everybody got her to shore and all that stuff. There was someone that helped rescue her and whatnot. And so, yes, there have been other attacks that have happened. But here's some interesting things about sharks. Worldwide, humans actually kill 100 million sharks and rays each year. 100 million! Most are killed by commercial fishermen because they want their fins and their flesh. So there's always a big debate about that, especially, it's interesting, in Japan. There have even been groups that have infiltrated and snuck cameras in to try to watch what's going on with the fishermen and why they're doing it and what they're doing. Every year, around 80 unprovoked attacks are reported worldwide. And so even though it's the rarity, like I was explaining, many people feel like they're worried about shark attacks. It's because of the things that they hear, that it just becomes such a big deal and it's so scary. It's always, oh, I was snorkeling and I was with friends or whatever a lot of times, right? Okay, so here's the deal. I thought it would be worthwhile also telling people how to protect themselves from the shark. So what do you do? How do you best protect yourself? You know, beaches and parks are going to be full. So when you go to the beach, here's the thing. One of the things you don't want to do is you don't want to be swimming at dawn or dusk because that's when the sharks appear. The other thing is if you should be swimming with somebody or snorkeling with somebody, so the whole buddy system. Then the other thing is also is to know what to do instead of panicking. So
yeah, I was going to say you don't panic.
Because if you start thrashing around, then it attracts the shark even more.
Because they think you're injured.
Right, exactly. And they can't tell what you are, right? So don't do that. Be very, very still. If by some bizarre freak thing one does attack you, poke its eyes, punch it in the nose, and it doesn't want to fight, it'll get away. Right?
Yeah.
It'll get away. You know, sharks continually, here's a good UBI, sharks continually shed their teeth. They shed 35,000 teeth in a lifetime. Right? There are different types. There's like 4 basic types of shark teeth. There's dense, flattened, needle-like, pointed lower with a triangle, upper they call it, and non-functional. It just depends on the kind of food that the shark is eating. And so since I just went shark teeth hunting, I know exactly what that's about because that describes most of the teeth, the handful of teeth that I found. The most ancient type of shark-like fish go back 450 million years ago. And how are they finding all this out? It's fossilized teeth that are being found, and that's how all of that was determined. You know, trying to figure out how.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.